Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Laparoscopic liver surgery is a relatively new procedure that offers patients diagnosed with liver cancer or benign liver tumors the possibility of less pain, less blood loss, and a shorter recovery time. With the help of high-definition video and minimally invasive surgical tools, surgeons are able to operate through only a few small incisions. We had an opportunity to meet UPMC's Dr. David Geller, a pioneer in the area of laparoscopic liver resection, to see how it's done.
Minimally invasive liver surgery is operating on the liver to remove a benign or malignant tumor or cancer in the liver using small band-aid sized incisions instead of one larger open incision. Laparoscopic liver surgery is relatively new. We've been performing this procedure at UPMC for the last 9 to 10 years, but it's really taken off in the last 3 to 4 years. We have new technology and new devices in the operating room, as well as a better understanding of liver anatomy and physiology. It's important for physicians to know that the option for minimally invasive band-aid liver surgery does exist, and not just for benign lesions, but that we actually can remove liver cancers through a minimally invasive approach. The only chance to cure liver cancer is to cut it out or surgically remove that. Patients awaiting a liver transplant have cirrhosis of their liver, which is end-stage liver disease, and a large subset of those patients will develop liver cancer. So we use laparoscopic liver surgery as a bridge to transplant, where we can remove a small cancer in the liver laparoscopically, and this can buy time so the patient can then get a liver transplant down the road. The laparoscopic approach uses telescopes, and we have 4 or 5 small band-aid size 1/4-inch to 1-inch incisions. And then the laparoscope is inserted through one of the incisions, and we then look up at the plasma screen at the monitor, and we operate with both our left and right hands. Usually there's a surgeon and a first assistant. We have special devices that are hemostatic sealing devices that help us divide through the liver tissue and seal the blood vessels. And this includes some stapling devices that will seal off the major blood vessels. We then put the liver cancer and portion of the liver into a specimen bag, and we remove that through the umbilical incision. The major advantage is less postoperative pain for the patient. This leads to shorter length of stay in the hospital. There's less blood loss in the operating room and less complications. And so another major advantage is patients can get back to work often within a week of the operation. We are one of the 2 largest laparoscopic liver programs in the United States. In the beginning, we were very selective, going back 5, 6 years ago, and less than 10% of patients were eligible. And then a year ago, when we looked at our data, it was approximately 25% of patients. And now over 1/3 of the patients in 2010 can undergo liver surgery laparoscopically because we have more expertise and experience in doing these cases. I suspect over the next 2 to 3 years that we'll reach the point where about 50% or half the patients are eligible to undergo laparoscopic liver surgery.
Offering laparoscopic liver surgery as an option for patients with liver tumors is one way surgeons can improve patient care. When performed by experienced surgeons in state-of-the-art facilities, it can be a safe alternative to the conventional liver resection.